Jason Esterhazen thought he'd never again be able to see light or movement after a car accident left him blind. But with the flick of a switch, his world suddenly grew brighter.
I still can't put it into words. I mean, from going from being able to see absolutely nothing, it's pitch black, to all of a sudden seeing little flickers of light move around.
While it's not normal sight, Esterhazen has an easier time navigating the world around him.
Being able to tell where a doorway is, being able to tell where the sidewalk begins or ends, or where the crosswalk is, are all extremely meaningful events that can help these people regain some form of independence.
Here's how it works. A small generator is implanted into the brain. Then a video camera on a pair of sunglasses sends signals to a processing unit. Then back to the glasses that communicates wirelessly with the implant. This stimulates a pattern onto the visual cortex of the brain and allows users to detect movement and patterns of light.
We basically have the video camera and the video processing unit functioning or performing the functions of what the eye normally does.
Esterhazen is one of two people in the U.S. testing this technology.
There's little white dots on a black background. It's like looking up at the stars at night.
The technology, called Orion, is manufactured by a company called Second Sight. It's being tested at the UCLA Medical Center and the Baylor College of Medicine. As he learns what each flicker of light represents, Esterhazen is helping this technology become more useful.
Someone moving across the room, walking past me or walking away from me, or it's a light against the wall. It was just amazing to have some form of functional vision again.
Esterhazen can now sort his laundry and do other everyday activities he once couldn't do.
Crossing the road is much easier now, much safer for me, because I can look down and just follow the white line that's painted on the road.
The researchers believe this technology could one day aid people with a wide range of visual impairments, from glaucoma and diabetes to those who lost their vision or were born blind. Carol Pearson, VOA News.